From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. The endangered Florida panther is experiencing a slight population rebound. This is good news for recovery efforts, but it's becoming a problem for ranchers in southwest Florida. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports panthers are killing off livestock such as cattle in large numbers, and ranchers are taking a financial hit.
Charter boat captain Teddy Naftal has been living on the edge of the Picayune Strand State Forest in Naples for a couple of years. His property is surrounded by sprawling ranch lands and a lot of animals.
Look, there's a peacock here. We also have bears in and out of the yard daily. I see a lot of bobcats back and forth. I have deer come through once in a while.
Naftal says he's used to seeing wildlife. In fact, it's part of the reason he moved here. Naftal is a hunter. He says he also wanted to move to a property where he could keep a couple of animals, mostly for tax purposes. But he says animals are part of the problem now.
There's turkeys here now and then, but mostly cats. They're taking over, and they're taking all the animals away from us.
Naftal's talking about panthers, more specifically the endangered Florida panther. A couple decades ago, it was on the brink of extinction. In the 90s, there were less than 30 panthers roaming the state. That's why biologists bred them with Texas cougars, which are genetically identical to Florida panthers. And all this worked. Right now, there are about 160 in the wild. But a lot has changed here in southwest Florida since the 90s. This area may be a stronghold for the panther, but right outside their refuge is heavy development. Ken Warren, a spokesman for U.S. Fish and Wildlife, says humans spent years encroaching on panther land, and now the booming panther population is creating the opposite problem.
You see a lot of issues with panthers being hit by cars, and in some cases panthers encroaching into neighborhoods, you know, where people are living and raising their families.
And panthers are particularly drawn to areas like Ted Naftal's property. Panthers can roam relatively safely there, and he has some cattle. Naftal says right now he has 3 calves and a bull, but he's losing new cows all the time.
Every calf that they punch out there is gone. I haven't been able to save one. Definitely it's getting worse. I've seen it in the last 3 years. It's terrible.
Naftal says his daughter brought in several miniature goats a while back, but he says they didn't make it a week before getting picked off by panthers. Naftal says he has a few donkeys, too. He bought them to protect the calves, and they've been trying, mostly unsuccessfully, to keep the panthers at bay.
My oldest one here, Pedro, the male in the bunch, he's comes with scars all the time, fighting off the panthers or the cougars. Come on, Pedro! Pedro!
This is Pedro, who scurries over as soon as he sees Naftal. Even though Pedro is a little worse for wear and Naftal's herd is getting smaller, he says other ranchers in the area have it much harder. In fact, around 4 years ago, commercial and small-scale cattle ranchers started noticing a lot of their calves and other livestock were missing. Ranchers suspected panthers, so U.S. Fish and Wildlife paid for Caitlin Jacobs, a graduate student at the University of Florida, to conduct a study. Over 2 years, Jacobs ear-tagged and monitored 200 cows at 2 different ranches in the area. She says in that time, one rancher lost about 5% of her calves to panthers. The other lost about 0.5%.
They maybe even thought they were losing more, and they could be because this is a study just done over 2 years. So obviously, factors can change, and so 5.3% really is just an estimate of what could potentially happen out there.
And now state and federal officials have to figure out a way to make sure panthers don't end up seriously hurting ranchers in southwest Florida. Besides the fact that cattle is big business in Florida, Ken Warren with U.S. Fish and Wildlife points out ranch lands have also helped panthers rebound. Florida Fish and Wildlife Commissioner Lisa Pretty owns a cattle ranch in the area. Her ranch was part of Jacob's study. She was the rancher that lost 5% of her calves. Pretty says dealing with panthers is a tricky situation, mostly because of strict federal laws protecting panthers.
There's nothing whatsoever that we can do to dissuade the panthers from preying on our calves at this point.
State and federal officials are trying to figure out a way to offset the cost of living around panthers. State panther biologist Daryl Land says there's a pilot program in the works that will pay ranchers for maintaining land in panther areas. Land says this would be better than paying ranchers for each animal killed by a panther because most of the time it's hard to prove. Ultimately, though, Land and Commissioner Pretty explain any program should be funded by the federal government since all Florida panther regulations are federal. Land says that could be another hurdle. Federal officials say the goal is to have three viable populations with 240 panthers each before the recovery can be called a success, though U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokesman Ken Warren says they are reevaluating that criteria. He also says they need to find a way to get the panther population to naturally migrate north, which could help Southwest Florida. While state and federal officials try to work out a plan, in the meantime, people like Captain Teddy Naftal want more regulations on the panthers. Specifically, he wants his animals protected from these predators. Until then, though, Naftal says he's thinking of moving. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.